This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. White House physician Sean Connolly and a large medical team say President Donald Trump is doing very well dealing with his COVID-19 symptoms, that he is having no problems breathing, that he is not getting supplemental oxygen, and has been fever-free for 24 hours. The team hedged on whether the president was ever given oxygen after he left the White House yesterday. There are source reports the answer is yes. Mr. Trump is being treated with the antiviral drug remdesivir, which is known to shorten recovery time in many COVID patients. The AP quotes a source as saying Mr. Trump's vital signs were very concerning initially, but that he's been improving since he was hospitalized. The doctors would not speculate on how long the president might be hospitalized, but they say he is in good spirits. Mr. Trump joins more than 7.3 million people in the United States to be hit by the pandemic. After taking an experimental drug at the White House, the president was helicoptered to Walter Reed National Medical Center. The 74-year-old chief executive has been forced to cancel all of his re-election campaign events until further notice, this just a month before the November 3rd balloting. We're told the president is able to carry out his official duties in a specially equipped suite at Walter Reed, that his authority remains fully intact. First Lady Melania Trump, also suffering from COVID, remains at the White House. Dr. Connolly said she is doing well. Meanwhile, there appears to be widespread concern over how many in the president's inner circle he may have infected before he showed any virus symptoms. Fox News is reporting that former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has tested positive. Christie has been helping the president with debate preparation. At least some who attended last weekend's Rose Garden event, when the president announced his choice of Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the U.S. Supreme Court, have been stricken. They include Republican Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, former White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, and the president of the University of Notre Dame. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use